Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I shall ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me." They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They feared the crowd, for they all thought John really was a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. John Maxwell, in his book on leadership called Developing the Leader Within You, tells the story of a chairman of a large corporation who was running late for a meeting. He bolted into the boardroom and took a seat closest to the door. A junior executive objected, saying, "Please, sir, you should sit at the head of the table." The chairman, who had a healthy grasp of his leadership worth, replied, "Son, wherever I sit is the head of the table." In other words, true leadership does not need external trappings, like sitting at the head of the table, but depends on having a heart for service and mission. I recently reread Pope St. John Paul II's inaugural homily at his first Mass as the new Pope, delivered on October 22, 1978. Some of you might remember it, when he famously urged the world, "Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors to Christ." Less famously, he noted in that homily these words, "In past centuries, when the successor of St. Peter took possession of his see, the trirenium, or tiara, was placed on his head." He continued, "Pope John Paul I, whose memory is so vivid in our hearts, did not wish to have the tiara, nor does his successor wish it today." Then the new Holy Father reflected briefly on the history of power wielded in the church by adding, "Perhaps in the past, this tiara, this triple crown, was placed on the Pope's head in order to express by that symbol sacred power." But then he clarified the true nature of sacred power, saying, "The absolute and yet sweet and gentle power of the Lord does not speak the language of force, but expresses itself in charity and truth." In other words, the Pope, like the humble but tardy chairman of the board, does not need tiaras or special seats to exercise his leadership, because true leadership is the exercise of love. In the gospel today, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders challenge Jesus about the nature of true authority and who possesses real power. They want to know, where are the external signs of Jesus' authority? Where does his authority come from? Where is his seat at the boardroom table? They don't see any triple crown on his head. And the reason Jesus seems to dodge their question is because they know nothing about the leadership of love, nor are they open to it. That is, leadership is not ultimately about power, but about service and love. Indeed, as Jesus will soon demonstrate on the cross, leadership means dying for those you lead. Leadership does not bring personal gain, but personal loss. Today is a historic day in the life of our diocese. Do you know why? Of course. Because 5 new leaders will be ordained as priests. And one of them is our beloved Deacon Christopher, who after today will return to us as Father Christopher. All 5 of our new priests should read, reflect, and pray deeply over that inaugural homily of Pope St. John Paul II on the nature of true leadership. These 5 new priests will not place the triple crown of the Pope on their heads, but they will soon assume the seat at the head of the Eucharistic table. They will lead the people in the Eucharistic liturgy as the priest celebrant. Let me share how the Pope Saint ended his homily back in 1978, long before our 5 new priests were born or their parents were even married. John Paul begged humbly, "And I also appeal to all men, to every man, and with what veneration the apostle of Christ must utter this word, man. Pray for me. Help me to be able to serve you. Amen." And if there is one lesson the pontificate of John Paul II left as a legacy for the church and the world, it is that leadership means love. And more, it means sacrificial love. Indeed, death to self so that others may live. Perhaps we can follow our late Pope's advice and pray for our soon-to-be fathers. I remember in the seminary, our last year as deacons, we all got t-shirts that had written on the front, "Expectant Fathers." And we deacons were indeed filled with great expectations as future fathers, not only for our own lives as priests, but for you, the people of God, whom we would be sent to serve. Today, on the ordination day of 5 new priests, 5 new leaders for our diocese, may our prayers for them be filled to overflowing with great expectations. For them and for us, what expectations? That they can be icons of the love of the Heavenly Father, reflected in the incarnate Son on the cross, and shining and serving with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praised be Jesus Christ.